Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is The Drive on KFH.
Hello, everybody. Welcome.
How long did that take?
Man, I got caught up in something. How are you? Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz, Max Power here with you until 6 o'clock. We have I'm completely lost now. I am a man of habit.
What do you think was going on?
Oh, I was reading something.
Well, it's 4 o'clock.
That I wrote and was so enthralled by it.
Reading that you wrote?
Yeah.
What did you write?
Oh, you know. I did that for a while.
So you're reading something?
You want to take the lead?
So you're not today. You didn't prepare me for that.
When do you want the lead?
Friday.
This Friday?
Yeah.
All right.
For our 1 hour program.
Oh, you just want it for one hour.
We'll ease
into
it.
Well, we got it. We got Joanna.
Yeah, but I'll bring that up. I'll introduce her. I'll say
okay.
Goodbye. I'll do
well, we'll see how it goes. And we'll see how the listeners react.
I think they'll love it.
Let me tell you right now, if they don't like it, we're cutting that out immediately.
Okay.
Here's a list of your bets.
Really?
Max worked on this feverishly.
They're all written?
I'm just going to give you a couple of them today.
Why don't you give me some of that hit?
If I can get Bob Huggins on the show, you'll interview him as Bob Huggins.
Okay. Have you done it?
You don't worry about that. You said that Duke would be undefeated going into the NCAA tournament, or that you'd drink a shot of tequila.
Well, bring it.
On April 3rd, you said Carlos Gonzalez, you said his home run over or under at 19.5.
I think he snuck
if
over
if you're
that,
under,
didn't he?
You've got another tequila shot.
I'm
on April
sure
18th, you said you'll eat anything if Tim Anderson hits 270 or better.
Really?
Anything. On April 8th.
He's been on fire, I got to admit.
On April 8th, you predicted 100 wins for the Indians.
I thought
April 12th, you said the Warriors will win it all. If not, you'll eat a slice of kiwi with raspberries.
That doesn't count because they lost Durant and Thompson.
March 2019, you eat a radish if one of your five players does not win March Madness. I don't know what that means.
One of my five teams, and they did. Whoever won it was in that race.
No, I don't think so.
Who won it?
I can't remember.
Anybody?
That's pathetic.
Help?
Who won the NCAA? What's wrong with my brain?
Texas Tech lost to them.
Yeah, you ought to know this.
Virginia.
Yes.
And of course they
Come
were in
on.
That mix. They weren't, but
April 18th, you said the Patriots won't win more than 9 games.
I did?
This season. Or you'll eat lima beans.
I ate lima beans the other day by accident.
April 25th, you said with 6 months of training, you can break a 5-second 40.
Okay. I haven't started training for that yet.
May 13th, you said Christina Applegate will win an Emmy for Dead to Me. Wasn't nominated. May 14th.
They already did Emmy nominations?
If the Knicks don't get the number one pick, you'll eat sprouts.
And they didn't.
On June 7th, you'll eat honey on bread if the Bruins lose the Stanley Cup.
Did they?
Yes. Huh. July 10th, you agree to eat anything I want you to eat if the Dodgers don't win the World Series.
Okay, well,
there's still a lot.
That one's locked up.
June 10th.
I think I said get to the World Series.
You'll eat more sprouts if Bobby Bradley and Daniel Johnson.
Yeah. Daniel Johnson hasn't come up, so that is invalid.
Don't have an 800 OPS.
In AAA.
April 1, you'll eat squash if the Jets don't make the playoffs this season.
No, it's a lock.
April 8th, 100 wins for the Indians or you'll eat sauerkraut.
What?
June 27th, you'll eat celery and honey if Mo Wagner averages double figures.
Okay, well, we know that didn't happen. And it won't for the Lakers.
August 12th, I predicted that Dak Prescott would have a better year than Cam Newton.
Okay.
We're one game in, but come on.
Cam played all right.
July 31st, I bet that Puig would hit closer to 230 than 330 in his time with the Indians. He's currently at about 250.
He's at 267.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah, I'm looking
okay,
right
so
at
Okay, so he's 37 points away from my bet. He's 63 points away from yours.
Yeah, but if he gets 13 points, then he's in the
middle.
So
basically you've lost every single bet.
Well, at least I put myself out there.
You need to follow through on this.
Well, bring me some tequila. I'll drink it right now.
All right.
Bring me the Patron. I know Earl's listening.
There's somebody, you know what? I would pay good money to watch you take a shot of tequila because you have no idea what you're getting into.
I've had tequila before.
Really?
Yes.
You've had a shot of tequila?
Of course.
When?
I don't know. Someone brought me one.
With the salt?
I don't. Do you do salt with tequila?
Do you do salt on the little bridge of your...
No, I would never... That's undignified. I would never do
that. You got to go suck your hand after.
I would never be caught dead doing that.
My God. Well, that's Max, great work. That's our producer and engineer.
What about the ones I hit on? Because I know there were more.
Max, there's none that he got right, are there? Those are all the bets.
But at least I'm making some statements. I'm hot taking.
Yeah, but you're never right.
So what? Undefeated? Did anyone think that would really be right? And they lost Zion. There's a lot of mitigating circumstances.
Who was going to be undefeated?
Duke.
Well, you don't say things.
Why not?
Because this is what happened.
It doesn't hurt anybody. Where's the Bob bets? Oh, he never makes any because he has no opinions.
What do you mean? I make counter bets.
Right.
These are all bets that I bet.
But I bring it up.
If somebody would bring a bottle of tequila, and I'll go Mezcal.
I want Patron.
With the worm at the bottom. You haven't tried tequila since you've tried that. That will kill you.
Really?
We'll have to hoist you out of here.
Who do you think will bring it?
Somebody will bring it because they want that to happen.
What about Chicago?
Nick from Chicago might bring you some tequila, and he might bring you some sprouts, and he might bring you some lima beans.
What about our Freddy's guy? They have sprouts, I'm sure, don't they?
No, bring Freddy's, sprouts Freddy's and, isn't rolling on the tequila.
And burgers and fries.
No. No, quit begging.
Why?
Sickening. That made me mad.
Really?
Yes. I don't like it when you beg.
I didn't beg. I said bring sprouts and
we were blessed that one day that Freddy's stepped outside of its comfort zone.
I don't know about that.
And indulged us. But we don't expect that. Freddy's never. Never again. Tim Fitzgerald from GoPowerCat.com, our guest at 425. My prediction is that K-State's going to be a whole heck of a lot better than anybody thinks they are. And you've kind of doused me on
one. I haven't doused you. We'll see how they play.
Mississippi
SEC
State.
Foe.
Right.
Right. It's an SEC opponent.
Big game.
In Starkville.
I can't wait for it. I will be right by my television watching that game.
And I'll be in Manhattan on Saturday, so I'll give you the pulse of that community.
You're really going to Edie.
Of course.
Jason Edie in Manhattan.
Yes.
And you're headed up. With who?
My wife. I think we bought tickets 3 and 4 to that show.
And who bought 5 and 6? No one?
I don't know yet.
What a sad... I don't know. We're not talking about it.
Okay.
At 4:45, Ryan Stevenson from the Cotillion. They've got an interesting group of shows coming up, and as we are wanting to do, we like to talk about what's going on in local entertainment. So Ryan Stevenson will be our guest at 4:45. Time to play the game today at 5:25, and at 5:40, Weston Schartz, the football coach at West High School, who I've communicated with twice today. and I feel confident that we're going to get him on the show.
Well, I hope.
Who does West have this week? Capen?
Sure. I don't know.
Those are things you've got to know.
Why would I know that off the top of my head?
Here's what I want in a co-host.
Yes, they play Capen.
Right.
But you could have looked that up an hour and a half ago.
I want a guy who virtually has his fingers on everything.
So they're going to beat Capen, and then they go to Carroll, and then at Northwest, and then the rest of their games are very winnable. So if they can win one of those two.
Boy, you don't like you know what you'd like to do if you're West? You'd like to go to Carroll, and you'd like to play Carroll or Northwest or both a competitive football game.
Right.
To me, that's if I was the coach at West, and I've given pep talks to that team too.
Of course you have.
Well, I have.
And they went on to get slaughtered by Derby.
It didn't work out that night. But my pep talk to Derby last year, the preseason pep talk, what'd they do last year?
Can you imagine me going
into a...
What'd
they do last year?
They won the state title.
Right.
And would have with or without you. But can you imagine me going into South last week and saying, hey, go beat North. I just went to school there. But, hey, let's go get them. I mean, I can't even imagine.
My friendship with Weston meant more to me at that time than my allegiance to Derby.
Well, I hope that's...
Now,
I hope
you Derby, if you're upset about that, sorry. But Weston,
I don't know.
Weston said, why don't you come in here and tell us about it? I don't want to repeat what I said. It would get me in trouble.
It would?
But you use... No, you don't want to know. You use what you can to fire a team up.
And I was at that game, and... They lost.
You saw him come out of that dressing room.
58-3, was it?
You saw him come out of that dressing room, though, right?
Sure.
They were unbelievably motivated.
What happened?
Played a better team.
Okay.
Some early things went against West. I think they had lost a couple fumbles, maybe interception. But before halftime, I was at the Derby VFW having a couple beers.
VFW?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't even...
You can't relate to my life.
What is... I don't even know what a VFW is.
Veterans of Foreign War, you... Mm-hmm.
So what veteran were you a foreign...
I went with a guy out of membership.
Okay. Are you allowed to do that?
Sure I am. I was a guest.
I thought it was a veterans facility, but then you there... I don't get it.
How can a guy 37 years old not know what the VFW is?
Did you get a deferment because you were in college?
I was never eligible for the draft.
How?
I just wasn't. I was just, it never came up for me.
You were eligible, you just weren't drafted.
I don't know. I don't remember.
Did you enlist?
No, heck no.
No, I mean, did you sign up for selected services?
I think so. I don't have a clear memory of it.
Well, if you weren't, you'd be in federal prison, so I assume you did.
I don't remember. Feels like my class, none of my friends were drafted. None of my friends, a couple of them went into the armed services as enlistees, but they weren't drafted. So I don't think my age group was eligible.
Now,
for the
me
draft.
Asking you that is the first time we've ever had that conversation. So I don't want people to think this is put on like I knew the answer. I have no idea
what
your draft status was.
You're not that curious.
I am. I'm extremely curious.
By the way, how's it taken me almost 14 minutes to get to the Oakland freaking Raiders?
Freaking Raiders.
How about them last night?
Well, they won.
They stifled Denver with defense in the first half. They have not having Antonio Brown has depleted their offensive threat personnel. They just Williams is going to be pretty good. I like the Jacobs kid out of Alabama. I think he's going to be good.
Well,
I like their
ends.
Tight end. But they lack receiver depth. But when they get this this kid that they picked up from Jacksonville, look out.
Well, they picked him up from you first.
I'm Keelan a little
Doss.
Bit happy.
They played well. Tyrell Williams had a nice game.
And here's what I want to talk about.
Were you awake? How much were you awake for?
Into the third quarter. And I just can't make it. If I don't get a nap in, I'm telling you.
I saw the touchdown, the Tyrell Williams touchdown, and I was out.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you this about the Raiders. Part of it was exhilarating to watch and fun, and part of it was extremely sad.
Why?
Because those fans deserve for the Raiders to be in Oakland. And it's a shame on Oakland. And,
well, there are
and,
no
and
facilities
I understand
in
that,
Oakland.
I understand that taxpayers have a burden on these stadiums. I get it. But my goodness, I'm sorry that these Raiders fans, who were unbelievable last night, would you be unbelievable if you knew your team was headed out the door at the end of the season?
I don't know. Potentially not. But we don't know where those fans come from necessarily. We assume a lot of them are from Oakland. But they might.
What will the
in.
Fan base look like when they're in Vegas?
Probably similar.
In the glitz and glamour of Vegas, we're going to get these mad dogs to transfer that?
Vegas is not, it's a glitzy and glamorous city for sure, but there are some roughnecks in Las Vegas. There
rough
are some,
necks?
There are some hard
You know
people.
What a roughneck is?
No, there are some hard
it's an oil.
People. There
Come
are
on.
Some hard people and
well, there's
hard
people everywhere,
people.
But Vegas is a glitz and glamour city.
Downtown.
Let's get to the phones. 869-1240, Twin Peaks Scenic Views Hotline. Here's Bob. Hello, Bob.
Hey, yeah, those were two good games, Bob, but I did want to clarify something for you about your draft status. You were, in fact, you did register. You were eligible for the draft. You may not have known it because
I vaguely remember registering.
Right.
But I also know that there was like this pecking order. And I was so
exactly.
far down the pecking order that I knew I wasn't actually going to get drafted.
Yeah, if your number didn't come up, you weren't drafted. And, you know, some people avoided the draft by enlisting or they had a deferment of some type.
Let me tell you this medical, right now, Bob. College. Do not start the rumor that I avoided the draft.
No. You didn't have bone spurs, did you?
No. No, I did not.
Okay, good. Good. But anyway, yeah, you're a baby boomer. You were eligible, and you just weren't drafted, which is a good thing.
Thank you, Bob.
You served your country.
Now, wait a minute, Bob. I got somebody on Twitter saying that the draft stopped with his class of 1972.
The draft ended March of 1973 with the Paris Peace Accords under Richard Nixon.
Okay, I was a 1973 high school graduate. I would have registered for the draft. But then I wouldn't have been drafted, correct?
Right. Probably so. And we were de-escalating Vietnam at the time. So, yeah, there was very, very little danger of you going to Vietnam, which is what people wanted to avoid.
Thank you. Thanks
anyway,
for the clarification.
That is good information.
I do appreciate that.
Who would have known that would have come up today?
Because I was so young at the time and so carefree. That I just treated it like, whatever, I'll do it.
I can't imagine.
My parents didn't seem that concerned. In fact, I think they packed for me.
Oh, yeah.
Which is sad, come to think of it.
That's a scary thought.
So I don't have a recollection of me sitting around with my friends going, man, you think we're going to... But I'm sure we did.
I assumed that you would have been eligible later, but I didn't know the draft ended that early. I thought it went on into...
That was great information. And that's why our callers are the best in the business.
No question.
No, seriously. And our Twitter followers.
Yeah, everyone.
And people that keep us honest.
Well, I don't know if that's keeping us honest.
Yeah, it's keeping me honest because I didn't have a clear recollection.
Well, you just weren't concerned about it.
Well, why wouldn't I have been? I'm sure I was concerned about it, but I don't know.
I don't either, but now we do know.
Let's get back to the phones. Austin is next. Hello, Austin.
Hey, how are you guys today?
Doing well.
Hey, I haven't called the show in a while. I met Andrew out at the NBC World Series, and he is one of the nicest guys you will ever meet.
Andrew's a gem.
He is. Well, Bob, I wanted to ask you about your Cardinals and how you think this final couple weeks is going to go.
Well, they have the Rockies, and then they play the Cubs, Brewers, and Diamondbacks, and Nationals the rest of the way. So, they better sweep the Rockies because they're going into a Hornets den after these three games in Colorado. I'm optimistic because they've played well, but they're gonna they got to go through a gauntlet.
Yes, they do. But I honestly think they can get through it with the way they've been pitching lately. And Adam Wainwright sure did impress me the other night.
Yeah, he was tough. Thanks, Austin. Wainwright, 38 years old. My goodness, the guy competes his tail off. Doesn't have nearly the stuff he had as a youngster.
He's crafty now.
He's crafty. He gets lit up occasionally, but most of the time, especially at home, you're going to get a great effort from Adam Wainwright. Let's take a break, Max. When we come back, we'll talk K-State football. Tim Fitzgerald, GoPowerCat.com. If you're not subscribing and you're a K-State fan, I have a hard time believing that. But if that's the case, you should subscribe to read the work of Tim and his staff covering K-State athletics. Back in a minute.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.